In our previous year, we got a discussion about the underlying concept of a ben soira meira, which, as the Mishnah teaches us, a ben soira meira is nidin al shem soifai. The ben soira meira is punished because the Torah recognized what will be ultimately where the ben soira meira ends up. But interestingly enough, this concept has ramifications for halacha as well. There's a very, very famous shaila that the Paiskim discuss. If a katan becomes bar mitzvah during the sfira, and he's been counting every night of the sfira until now, but till now he's only a katan. And the question is, can he continue counting after he becomes bar mitzvah? For now, obviously, his status has changed. And because his status has changed, that he should perhaps not be allowed to count anymore with a bracha. Then in many poskim who hold that the katan who becomes bar mitzvah should not count anymore with a bracha, because he's no different, as the Shari Tshuva explains, like a person who didn't count every night. We know what halacha is, that if somebody misses a night of counting, he can no longer count the rest of the sfira with a bracha. So the child, even if he made a bracha, is not considered a mechuyev, so it's not considered like the bracha is a bracha. I even saw a suggestion that maybe it's not even considered a sfira, because the whole concept of sfira is das, that you recognize that you're counting, and today you have the das to recognize what day it is. But this individual was a katan till now, and he doesn't have that das to count and do what is considered halachically required. There are, however, quite a few paiskim that are of the opinion that he can continue counting. Regarding the last point I just made, the counting of a katan lacks das, we find in halacha that a mufla samach l'ish, a katan who's almost an ish, has das. And certainly this individual who's becoming and became bar mitzvah during the days of the sfira already had das during this time. And therefore, his counting is accounting. What about the other fact that we discussed? And that is that his bracha is not a bracha. And since his bracha is not a bracha, he should ought to be considered an individual who didn't count till now. And we know, as we said, if you miss a night of counting, you can't make any more a bracha. So the simple teretz is that since this individual has a chiyuv, this katan, even though he's only a katan now, has a chiyuv to count midrabanan. So that chiyuv drabanan certainly could put him into the category that his bracha was a bracha that he was mechuyuv to make mitam chinuch. It's not such a simple approach. The reason it's not such a simple approach is that because the chiyuv chinuch, there's a very big question: is the chiyuv chinuch a chiyuv on the father or a chiyuv on the child? So if the chiyuv is a chiyuv on the child, so yes, he did have until now already a chiyuv. He had a chiyuv d'rabbana. But if the chiyuv is a chiyuv on the father, so that he didn't have a chiyuv till now, and his bracha wasn't the bracha that he was mechuyuv to make. Another approach is, a very practical approach, is that the reality is that he counted. And since the reality remains that he did count all the days, all the halacha looks for is the reality. And because the reality is that he counted all of these days, that's enough to be able to allow him to continue. I did see another approach, very interesting approach, and that is that the cotton we just mentioned a moment ago is almost bar mitzvah. So he's certainly in the category of a mufla samachlish. And the Gemara Masech Nedarim teaches us that a mufla samachlish nedarim. That a child at that age, his nedarim are considered halachically valid. So what this cotton should do, is that he should make a neder that is mechuyif to count the sphere with bracha. Once he makes a neder that is mechuyif to count the sphere with a bracha, he becomes obligated midaraisa to fulfill that neder. So now the brachas that he made till the date that he becomes bar mitzvah were also brachas that he had a chiv to fulfill midaraisa, because his midaraisa obligation to fulfill his nedar. It's an interesting pshat. One can make a distinction and say that the chiv that he was counting with a bracha during that period was a chiv in hilchas nedarim. The chiv that he's counting the rest of the days is a chiv in hilchas svira. So how can we combine those two chiyuvim? But given the other arguments that we've suggested, combining them may be enough of a way to say that he could continue counting with a bracha. But the Eretzvi, the Kozel Gavarov, uses a different approach to tell us why the cotton, even though the first part of the sphera, that he counted the days of the sphera without a bracha, with a bracha while he was a cotton, can combine to the latter days of the sphera when his obligation to count is certainly now a chiv d'oraisa, because now he's a gadol. Because he says, our Gemara introduced, the Mishnah that we've been discussing introduced, that the bet seira meira is nidin al shem soifai. We look at what ultimately will be the situation of this bet seira meira, and because we see that he's on a downhill spiral, nidin al shem soifai, and we give him skila. So says the Eretz Tzvi, if we use this concept in such a severe manner, that we're going to kill this child because of it, mid the type of merubah. And we certainly could apply the concept of nidin al shem soifai in a positive way. What do I mean when I say in a positive way? What I mean when I say in a positive way is that this cotton, even since he's ultimately very soon going to be bar mitzvah, we already look at his status as a person who's mechuyi bar mitzvahs, and because he's and the counting of the sphere that he counted during this time should be considered valid and be considered as if he counted all those days with a bracha, and he should be able to continue. And I saw that this question comes up in many different areas. The Chishuk Echem discusses the Shaila, what will be the halacha if a katan is becoming bar mitzvah on Friday night? That's when his birthday is. But he made Shabbos early. So we know that if you make Shabbos early, you can make Shabbos early and you make Kiddush when you come home. But when this child made Kiddush Friday afternoon, or he heard Kiddush, he wasn't yet bar mitzvah. Were he to wait until the evening, he's mechuyev b'mitzvah midaraisa. That, and therefore maybe he should wait on that Friday night not to make an early Shabbos. The Ksav Sofer wants to make a distinction between a mitzvah d'oraisa and mitzvah d'rabbanan. He says by mitzvah d'oraisa, a child should wait until the night to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa. So the example I could give is we know that one of the first mitzvahs any katan who becomes bar mitzvah does is the mitzvah of saying Krishma. So if a katan is becoming bar mitzvah tonight, that night he should wait to daven ma'ariv and he should wait to say Krishma until it's certainly night, because he certainly should do the mitzvah when he's mechuyiv, and it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. There's another interesting tshuva from Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger discusses a child who's becoming bar mitzvah tonight, and he ate a meal in the evening before night, and he benched. That benching is only a derabbanan. Now it becomes night. He's a gadol. And it's not 72 minutes since he ate. And we know that halacha is that if it's not 72 minutes since you ate, you could still bench. So the question is, should he bench again? Because when he benched, he only benched with a chiyuv d'rabbanan. Now, he has a chiyuv d'oraisa. And maybe he should bench over to fulfill his chiyuv d'oraisa. So the Chazon Ish has a chiddush. The Chazon Ish says that the benching is connected to the eating. Since the benching is connected to the eating, so even if now he's a gadol, but he ate when he's a katan. He gives an example. He says, let's say you have a ger who ate and then became a ger. And does he have to bench now for the meal that he ate before he became a ger? He says no, because since the halacha is that the ger, that the eating has to also be bizman chiyuv, and when he ate he wasn't a ger yet, the halacha is that he isn't going to be mechuyev to bench, even though he's still full. Now he is a Jew and he's still full, and he's full from that meal. Another interesting question that the Paiskim discuss. We know that every one of us makes Birchas HaTorah every morning, and it lasts for 24 hours until the next morning. But what will be the halacha? Katan, he gets up today in the morning, he makes Birchas HaTorah, and tonight he becomes a gadol. Does this katan have to make Birchas HaTorah tonight? Because maybe the Birchas HaTorah that he made in the morning shouldn't work anymore, because then he wasn't a gadol yet. The Masham in Childs HaTshuvas Masham Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Chof Aleph discusses this question. And he says, and it's very much connected to the Eretz Tzvi's concept, that even though he's not now yet a gadol, but still, the halacha is that nidin al shem soifai. And since it's nidin al shem soifai, so even though now he's not yet he already is considered because of that, like he's mechuyev, and because of that, because he's considered a mechuyev, the halacha is that he could count. The halacha is that he could doesn't have to say over the Birchas HaTorah. Having said that, the Paiskim do want to say that this concept is only applied in a situation where you don't have a choice. Let me explain what I mean. What I mean is, let's say you'll have a situation where the mitzvah could be done after he becomes a bar mitzvah. Kiddush HaLevana. He could do it when he's still a katan, or he could do it after he becomes a gadol. What should we do there? So there, there's a very nice raya. We know that the halacha is that we know that that Avraham Avinu was mekayim kol ha-Torah kulo, but he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of bris milah. Why wasn't he mekayim the mitzvah of bris milah? Because bris milah is a mitzvah that you can only do once, and if he's going to do it before he becomes mechuyev, he won't be able to do it after he's mechuyev. So he said, "I'm going to wait to do it when I'm going to be when I'll be a mitzvah va'isa and do it at that time." So here too, brichas atayra you have to say every day. So the katan has to say brichas atayra this morning, and we can't say wait till tonight to do brichas atayra. You have to do it in the morning, and then tonight, as the Masham explained, there are tzvi that we're working with that you don't make him. We won't tell him to do it again. However, in a situation where we could tell him wait to a time where you could do it 100% instead of doing it earlier, wait. So if a cotton knows that he's going to become bar mitzvah this month, and it's still in the time of the month before the middle of the month when you could still do kiddush levana, so there the halacha will tell us that cotton should wait to do the kiddush levana until then, rather doing it earlier in the month when he's not yet a mechuyev b'mitzvos. But there's a gevaldige vort that from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. We've been discussing, we learned the Mishnah and the Gemara, we quoted in our previous year about the Ben Tzair and Meir. A very similar Gemara is in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi here in Masechta Sanhedrin, Perches Halacha Zayin, says, Ben Tzair and Meir nidin Hashem Soifai. Tzof HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shesoif Zeh Osa Ligor Menichse Ovir Vesnichse Imai, V'yosh V'lo B'proshes Drochim, U'mekapeches Abriyas, V'hoyreges in the Foshes, V'soifoi, V'shakeches Talmudoi. Let's understand what the Yerushalmi says. The beginning of the Yerushalmi is identical to our Gemara. We're talking about a child who steals from his parents, and then when he finishes doing that to feed his addiction, he goes and he steals and kills. And that's the same as what we learned in our Gemara. But then the Gemara continues, V'soifoi u'meshachech lemuda. He'll forget his learning. That's what we're worried about. That he doesn't remember the shir that his Rebbe taught him. What's shat? Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. He says, a ben tzair mar, as we're learning, is in a very bad way. He's in a very bad way. He's in a very bad place. But says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the Yerushalmi is teaching us that as long as he didn't forget his learning, there is hope for him. As long as he's connected to Torah Seinu HaKadosha, he can have terrible, terrible habits. And he could be a terrible addict and be doing terrible things to feed his addiction. There is still hope for him if he's connected to the Torah. Only when he chas v'shalom comes to a situation of meshachech lemudai, he forgets the Torah. Then he becomes a Ben Tzair Meirer, and there is no hope. As long as we're connected to the Torah HaKadosha, there's always hope that we will get better and grow and come closer and closer to Hashem.